We're recording.
Calling the September 13th board meeting to order at 1:30. Start with roll call. Quentin McAllister, present.
Barbara Paulson, present.
Donnie Hosenfeld, present.
Item 3, declarations of conflict of interest. I actually have one on renewals, Camille Yocum.
And I have one on...
Camille Yocum, she's almost the last one on the renewal page.
Yocum, okay.
And I have one on initials. And that is, let me see here.
Yours is an initial?
Yeah.
What's the last name?
I'm looking for the first name. Brenda Delgado.
Delgado.
Any other conflicts?
I have none.
Item 4, review and approval of July, August, regular session and executive session from August. Are there any corrections, adjustments, or a motion for those?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
In a second?
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 3-0. Item 5, consideration for future board meetings. Are there any issues with those? Have you heard anything from our board member?
Ms. Barb said that she would see us next month.
So. Okay. All right. Item 6, approval of initial application 6A. I'll make a motion to approve the 35 initial applications that are administrative and complete. Do I have a second?
I would be happy to second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 3-0.
Okay, just a moment. So, Dr. Hosenfeld recused himself.
From Brenda Delgado.
And there's no way that we can... Okay.
Oh, boy. And 6B renewals, excluding Camille Yocum. I'll make a motion to approve the renewals of 144 administrative complete applications. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 3-0. And 6C, 9 to inactive. Do I have a motion for those?
I'll make a motion that we approve the 9 renewal applications.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 3-0. Nothing for D or E, so we'll move on to item 7. Review and possible actions on licensure for 7A1 Christopher Rowe. And I don't see that was a crime of moral turpitude. Do we have any discussion or motion for that license?
I would make a motion that we approve his license.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. 7A2, Mary Smith. A similar situation. Are there any discussions or a motion for her license?
I'll make a motion to approve the license of Mary Smith.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries 3-0. 7B, review of renewals, board reviews. The first one being Autumn Bruton. There was no treat there, so if there's no discussion, I'll make a motion to approve her license renewal. Do I have a second?
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. And 7B2D is also a reinstatement, and there was a statement of no treatment during the time that she was not licensed.
Right.
Do I have a motion for her renewal?
I'll make a motion that we approve D. Voinovich's renewal.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Reinstatement. Excuse me.
Sorry. I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. Down to item 8A. Nothing there. 8B, Shailene Johnson. I'll open the floor for discussion on this particular situation where compliance for the consent agreement offered wasn't fulfilled. seems like this could have been a follow-through issue or a misunderstanding.
So is this the latest information we got that you handed out, Karen?
Yes, so page 46 of your board meeting materials, that includes, that is the letter that notified her of this meeting, or Ms. Johnston of this meeting, and then, let's see. Sorry, I'm lost without my mouse. Okay, and then page 46 is Ms. Johnston's response to the meeting notice, stating that she thought she had signed something when she was here before. Then on page 48, that is the original letter that went with the executed consent agreement that detailed everything that needed to be turned in and when. And then finally, starting on page 49, is the consent agreement in order.
And I feel like that's very clear as to what was required. I also remember the meeting where we were highlighting what she had to do specifically.
Would you please speak up?
Yeah. So quiet.
My mic's not very strong either.
What number is it?
Give them both.
Let's see. I'm just going to need to hold it close to your face.
Oh, yeah. Can you guys hear me through the mic? Yeah?
No.
Sort of?
No.
Sort of? I just talk louder. Does that help? That's not in my nature, but I'll try. Okay, so.
So there is a signed statement on 9-6, is that right?
Right, with the signed consent agreement. I mean, it outlines on page 48 very specifically what's, mm-hmm. what is required of her to do.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're determining now is whether we're going to open up a new complaint or disregard.
Can you speak so that they can hear you?
Yeah, I'm trying, guys.
Well, if you could, like, maybe.
I don't know. Just give me that.
I was going to say that might work.
I don't even feel like, because earlier they
were. Did it work
like
before?
That's working. This one?
Yeah, I don't think any of them are working very good.
That's because they had a meeting in this room before us, and I think
this might be a little bit better.
It's not
no.
picking up.
No.
Hold on, just let me try turning them off. And then turning them on. Like, the screen is not right. I don't know what's going on. What number do you have, Neil Quinn?
11.
Mr. Chair.
11?
But it sounds like it's picking up now.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Okay. So again, we're on item 8B, 1, Shailene Johnston, discussing whether to open up a complaint or not in regards to failed compliance for the consent agreement.
Yeah, I think it was very clear that what was outlined for her to do. So,
open up a new complaint?
I would propose opening up a new complaint.
Okay. Is that a motion?
Is there any further discussion about that?
So if we open a new complaint, is that what you're saying?
Correct. To address this at next month's board meeting, if the timeline matches, correct? Because she has to be notified within. I don't know if she'd make it on the next board meeting or not if we open this complaint.
Okay, so a complaint can be opened at this board meeting, and then
she'll be noticed, yeah. And then she'll have to come for an initial review based upon her late compliance with that one term.
So I just want to review. So that the item was due on April 13th. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Correct. And she sent the letter saying that she had completed that on... should be right in front of me.
That letter was dated September 6th, 2019. Okay. There is also a civil penalty that is due tomorrow.
I was going to ask if she had complied with that yet as well.
No.
So do we have a motion to open a new complaint?
I will make a motion to open a new complaint.
I'll second a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do you want a roll call vote? Quentin McAllister, aye.
Barbara Paulson, aye.
Donnie Hosenfeld, aye.
All right, motion carries 3-0. And moving on to item B2, Megan Kaiser. And this is kind of a confusing one, too, trying to follow the email chain.
Yes.
If the director would please kind of help us out with that timeline. I tried to piece together the last email that was provided with the chain, but I don't know if I put it in the correct place or not.
Okay. So I'll go through the board meeting materials first. A notice was sent to Ms. Kaiser regarding this meeting on August 27th. Oops, now I'm jumping ahead again. Okay. On page 59 of your board meeting materials, that is the letter, the cover letter that was sent with the consent agreement, stating that she was to turn in proof of completion of 3 hours of continuing education and ethics in addition to continuing education hours due at the time of renewal. And then beginning on page 60 is the consent agreement for probation. Then back up to page 57, that's where the email chain starts. And the original email was dated August 27th, mm-hmm. and that is the one that the meeting notice was attached to. She responded on, Ms. Kaiser responded on September 5th, stating that she was very confused why she was receiving this. She said she sent in her CEUs and her letter to her employer months ago and asked, was it not received? So I responded on September 5th stating that I did not have the items and asked if she mailed or emailed them. On September 10th, let's see. Make sure I'm not skipping any emails here.
Doesn't like from my side.
Okay, so on September 10th, I'm getting there. I hadn't received a response from Ms. Kaiser, so I asked again, how did you send those documents? Did you keep a copy that you can send an email? You can scan an email to me. So that was on September 10th. And I think that's the end of what's in your board meeting materials. And then I provided an additional two emails. One is dated September 13th from Ms. Kaiser stating, I mailed them in. I would be able to mail you a copy of the letter but failed to keep the original copy. I have been in and out of service all summer due to training. I can get it to you as soon as possible. So this morning at 9 a.m., I asked if she had copies of the continuing education certificates. You were to complete 3 hours of CE and ethics by 2/25/19. And her response from today at 12:45 was yes. And she did not include the certificates. So I attempted to contact her by phone and by email at 12:50, which, you know, I know it was just an hour ago, but I was really trying to get these certificates so that she could prove that she had done the continuing education on time, and I haven't been able to obtain them.
So it looks like a similar issue.
Yeah, I find that problematic. Mm-hmm. So.
Do I have a motion or any other discussion? Do I have a motion or any other discussion?
I'll make a motion to open a complaint.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 3-0. Item 9, we'll hand that over to Karen for the Executive Director's report.
Before I move on, Mr. Chair, was it Dr. McAllister? Did you second that, or was it Dr. Hosenfeld?
I did.
Okay.
Can I ask a question about the licensing? So when they recuse themselves, so there's not a form for my initial license, are they recusing themselves because they know them and so they cannot vote on them? Or if there's only a vote, you know, because there has been, there's a relationship or something.
So if they're recused, then they can't participate and you lose a member of quorum.
Right, but I'm saying, is it just because they know who the individual is, so they always have to recuse themselves?
I think it's more than just knowing the individual. They've recused on the public record, so they can't vote on it. Somebody works, you know, or them or something in that capacity.
So something along that line. Okay.
Right. It has to be more than just knowing somebody in passing.
Okay. But if they just know them, they don't have to recuse themselves. So if I'm just asking, so now I have a licensee that has to wait a whole month to get a license.
It could be because they cannot be impartial. They have a professional or
so
business relationship with them. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so item 9A1, the financial report. I was finally able to obtain the end of fiscal year 19 cash flow report, and as you can see on the far right side of the remaining ending allotment, we had over $17,000 left at the end of the fiscal year. So, I think there's a lot of fine-tuning that we need to do with our Central Service Bureau to kind of forecast where we're going to be, because a few months ago we thought we were only going to have $3,000 left and now we're at $17,000. So I've got to get a better handle on that. That's just too much money to be appropriated and not spend properly. So, but at least we're in the black and not $17,000 in the red. Okay, item 9B, or 9A2, review of recent board staff activities. There's really been nothing out of the ordinary in the past month. Item 9A3, statistics. We currently have 3,912 active licensees. 2,617 of them are occupational therapists. 1,285 are occupational therapy assistants. We have 9 occupational therapist limited licenses currently active, and 1 occupational therapy assistant limited license currently active. Item 9A32, we have 98 current inactive licensees. 71 of those are occupational therapists, 27 of those are occupational therapy assistants. So they're inactive, but we still monitor or regulate them. They still have to renew every 2 years. And then item 9A33, we have 9 active consent agreements with the next item due on September 14th, 2019, and that's the one we spoke about just a minute ago. Item 9A34, we have 6 open investigations, and now it will be 8.
Sorry.
Item 9B, the administrative project status report. On policies and procedures, I'm updating those. There's one in particular that I will be updating on Monday, and I will provide it at the October board meeting, and that would be on board member per diem pay and travel expenses, processing those. The next item would be updating the website forms and communications to include notice from HB 2463. We talked about that in previous meetings. The website and the forms have all been updated with that notice. Next is board automation or e-licensing. The universal license recognition application was added in time for that law to go into effect. So kudos to our asset or IT group for getting that done in time. CE broker implementation, the system is live. I still have not sent the announcement. I will send that next week. Administrative process changes to statutes. I have in your board meeting materials that I'm attempting to work with a member of legislature. I have a meeting scheduled at the end of October with one of the members of legislature and for the athletic training sunset review process. And I will also talk to that senator about changing some statutes for occupational therapy at the same time. Proposed rule revisions, I have no update on that. The document scanning project, I decided to cancel that for this fiscal year, or for fiscal year 2021. We are getting, even though I started this process in May, I still could not get enough quotes to do a project investment justification in time for the 2021 budget. So instead, I'm focusing on the next item, which is the records retention schedule revision. I actually just talked to someone from Library and Archives about an hour ago, and we are going to pursue for license records that we keep them for 5 years rather than permanently. So that'll get rid of some of our paper. So when we do go back to the document scanning project, it won't be as expensive. Fiscal year 2021 budget request that was submitted on September 3rd. I included in that an increase in how much we're going to be charged by asset for our e-licensing support. That's going from $960-something dollars per month up to $1,700 per month. So there was a funding issue that I submitted to get that money appropriated to us. There's a chance that that might not happen. That, you know, the boards, all the boards are paying the same amount now rather than it being paid on the number of licensees that they have. So, you know, boards like the podiatry board, they don't have very many licensees and they're still paying $1,700 a month for e-licensing support. It just, they need to come up with another solution. Okay, and then IT strategic plan. That was submitted September 3rd, and in that I included that I would like to have our user interface completely redesigned for e-licensing because it's not very user-friendly, so I'd like to get that fixed, but that would be next fiscal year, so starting next July. And then audit a state board member per diem compensation and expense reimbursements. That's the one where I'm developing the policies and procedures. I have an initial meeting with the Auditor General's office about that next week. And that's me.
You've been busy, as always.
We all have been.
Anything for next month? No? All right. Call the public. Hi, guys.
Hi.
You came to a light meeting, so.
Mr. Chair.
Get out there quick.
Are you electing to do item 9C after the call to the public?
So then this one? Call the review for the legislative?
Yes, because that has to be done in executive session anyway.
Yes.
I thought that's what you were thinking.
Told you to watch me. All right. That being said, we're going to go back to item 9. Is it C? I blacked it out. I'm sorry.
B.
B, 9B. And we'll go into, I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
So, Mr. Chair, if you know, I can discuss just the general overview of the bill in open session, and if you have questions or
okay.
Okay.
Or that executive session.
Okay.
And so I think we are on 9C.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And so the bill's here is just a highlight of what occurred at the last legislative session. So Senate Bill 1062, it amends Arizona Revised Statute 32-3801, and it adds a new section. It's about a licensee's address. Okay, and everything's set forth here. You know, a licensee has the option to opt out of, you know, providing their personal address or their home address as the address of record. Okay. And then Senate Bill 1086 sets forth minimum requirements for temporary licenses, and those temporary requirements are outlined in Arizona Revised Statute 32-3124. They meet those requirements, then, you know, a review of a temporary license can be reviewed and then granted if they meet those terms. It also includes Arizona Revised Statute 32-3123, delegation of authority to permit the executive director to approve licenses, approve applications, assuming that the applicant has satisfied all the requirements and does not have any. Has not engaged in any criminal or civil conduct, and has a clean record. Okay, and the provisions are outlined in that statute. House Bill 2118, unauthorized practice of health professionals. It provides guidelines if the board receives a verified complaint in terms of individual practicing without a license. Okay, and everything that has to be done, posting information on the website and everything. I believe that House Bill 2463, Karen, this is already part of the, did you say that? I don't recall.
The notice, yes.
Yeah, so the notice that, which adds ARS 41-1093-05, there's certain language that must be included in documents that have already been provided. And then that's all I have. House Bill 2660 just made minor changes, but this is something that we reviewed at the last legislative session.
Did you
and how you choose to implement all of this is, you know, as a policy decision for the board and staff to review.
Yes. So, Ms. Kahn, if the board wanted to make any changes to practice based on these bills, would it have to be agendized? Would it have to appear on the agenda before they could choose to?
I mean, you can discuss what's in the House bills and the Senate bills that are here. And if you want to add a future agenda item, you're free to do that.
Okay.
I think it'd probably be worth putting on next month's agenda then the ability for you to grant licensure.
Okay.
So, was there anything else that stuck out to you guys to discuss that came out of those bills?
No.
All right. That being said, we'll adjourn this meeting at 1:59.
Wow.